Yavamis Pragdal Mishnah Tes. Shemeres Yavam Shekidesh Achavis Achos. Shemeres Yavam, where one brother went ahead and did Kiddushin to the sister of the Shemeres Yavam. So this woman, her husband died, and now the brothers, one of them, instead of doing Yibam to her, someone went and did Kiddushin to the sister. He didn't live with her yet. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Amru. So in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, they said, Omrim Lo, we tell this person that did Kiddushin, Hamtein, don't do Nisuin, don't fully marry her with a chuppah, wait until your other brother does a Maisa of Yibam, because you really are Zokuk to this other woman for Yibam, your dead brother's wife, and you obviously don't want to do Chalitza to her, because once you do Chalitza, then you can't finish marrying the woman that you did Kiddushin to, because that's her sister. So let one of your other brothers do something, so then you can continue to live with her. Because right now, you shouldn't live with her, because she's Achos Zkukoso. Now, what happens if he actually goes and consul a chuppah? There, this is a machlokes rishonim. Taisa says that once he does it, the zika leaves completely from the dead brother's wife, and he can stay with her. But the other rishonim seem to disagree. Taisa Yantar brings this down. Chotzal ochiv. So now his brother goes and does chalitza oknasa, or he does yibum to his dead brother's wife. So now this guy can continue and do nisuin and chuppah to his wife. Mesa Yavama. If the lady now dies, the Yavama, Yechnosasishto, he can now continue and do Nisuin by his current wife, because even though he's Zakuk to sister, it's only an issue when they're alive at the same time. But now that she's dead, he can continue and he can do Nisuin to his wife. Mes Yavam, but what now happens if his brother dies, or let's say there's no other brother? Now we have a problem. Yotzes Ishto Beget, he has to divorce his wife with a get. He just did Kiddushin. He has to divorce her with a get because she's achos skukaso, and there's nothing else he can do a remedy for that. Veshes achu bechalitza. And his dead brother's wife, he can't do yibin to, he has to do chalitza, because now that he divorced his current wife, she's achos grushaso. And even though, when we deal with the one that he's doing chalitza to, why does he need to do anything to her? Isn't she achos grushaso? He just divorced the woman that he's with, so he shouldn't need to do anything. So the Teretz is because the Zika happened here before he went and was Mekadosh this woman. So because the Zika happened first, he has to still do Chalitza to get rid of it. That's what Tferesol points out.